Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
You're in the Recruiter's Lounge today with Constantine Gerica, VP of Marketing for LinkedIn. How are you, Constantine?
Good, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
All right. LinkedIn is, in my opinion, an essential tool for business people, but especially for recruiters. But I know that there may be one or two people on the planet who are unfamiliar with LinkedIn. For the benefit of those few people, could you explain what LinkedIn is and how it works?
Yeah, it's LinkedIn is essentially a business network, and what it allows you to do is to leverage business relationships much more effectively. So one of the first things new users do when they come to the site is it helps them reconnect with people from their past, you know, former coworkers, maybe former clients, former candidates, former classmates, and then helps you stay in touch. But beyond that, it's also in a way to discover who these people know and to get introductions and to manage your social capital. So that's basically what LinkedIn is about.
Who created LinkedIn and what was their inspiration behind it?
Well, it was five co-founders here who, you know, all had kind of similar, you know, business backgrounds and just experience that business happens through relationships. I mean, there's just no doubt about it, is relationships matter in business. You can be in a very relationship-intensive business like recruiting or venture capital, mm-hmm. where it's almost like nothing else really matters. but even if you are, just an executive at a generic company, or if you are like myself in marketing, I mean, just give you an example of marketing. Whenever I'm looking to hire a PR agency or something like that, is I don't go to, you know, the yellow pages and pick one. What I do is I want a recommendation from one of my VP marketing friends. So before LinkedIn, I had to sort of send out these mail bombs to other VP marketing and ask them, hey, you know, which PR agency are you using, and in order to get a recommendation. And now with LinkedIn, I can just do a quick search, and I find which of my VP marketing friends is recommending PR agency. So it's much more targeted. And so for recruiters, I mean, that's you know, a lot of recruiters understand that LinkedIn is a great place to source passive candidates, but I think many recruiters have also found a kind of the flip side of things, that potential clients, you know, they're looking for recruiters by referral, and I think most good recruiters get their business by referral, and so it's a way to be found by friends of their clients.
LinkedIn's been around since, I think, what, 2003?
Yes.
More or less? When did you guys first know you had a winner? I think I started using it, probably may have been around you guys first started, late 03, early 04, somewhere in there, and got sort of hooked on it, but when did you guys first realize you had a winner with it?
Well, it's been a gradual process, but there are a couple points I think that were relevant in our history. So in late 2003, maybe that's around time you joined, we experienced a kind of a rapid acceleration of the growth, and we knew that, you know, that LinkedIn, the utility is always going to be bound by how many other people are participating. It doesn't matter what great features we build if there's not enough people and profiles there, and we saw the growth really accelerate sharply, you know, in late 2003. So that was a very important point. Another point I would highlight is actually this month we're expecting to break even this month. So when you do that, you go from being just venture capital funded, although we have great venture capitalists with Sequoia Capital and Greylock Ventures, to being a real business where you take in more money than you spend, and that's a good indicator that you have a real business.
So it's unusual for a Web 2.0 company to be profitable.
I mean, I think we are kind of, you know, one of the old Web 2.0 companies, so we have a little more time than some of the new ones, and but we're also, you know, very business-focused, and I think when you focus on business, sometimes it's a little harder to get the attention of the users because business people are always busy. Mm. They don't have time, versus it's a lot easier to get the teens to upload photos and things like that. But on the other hand, it's a lot better to monetize because once business people come to your site and use it and get value from it, they tend to be willing to pay for that because, you know, that's what they do with other business databases and business tools.
Now, among your user base, you have a strong group of recruiters. user base. How much? What percentage would you say of all your customers are recruiters?
So we have 100,000 recruiters by our counts. I mean, you never know exactly. Depends what people put in the title and the industry and so forth. But mm-hmm. we've kind of done aggregate all the different information. So we're pretty sure it's around 100,000. So we're 5 million registered users. So it's about 5%. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right.
So it's no, that doesn't sound right. I think
carry to one, more or less.
Yeah. So anyway, 100,000 out of 5 million. I'll have to do the math off the air here. So it's a pretty good base, but it's obviously enough people in the non-recruiting industry to make it interesting for recruiters to be on there.
Sure.
Otherwise they wouldn't be.
Well, how did you promote LinkedIn over the years?
That's been kind of the most interesting part of the story, and I think the reason we got a lot of venture capital fairly early on was that LinkedIn is an incredibly efficient business. Essentially, our customers, our users, do our sales, our marketing, and our product development to a large extent for us. So, that's normally where most of the money gets spent in business, in addition to cost of goods. So our cost of goods is very low because we don't have to buy things and sell things. We just have to keep servers and bandwidth running,
mm-hmm.
which is not insignificant at our size. But, it beats buying pet food and shipping it to other places. In terms of, most of the time the marketing cost to get the word out, with LinkedIn it's pure word of mouth. So our users, if they really want to use LinkedIn to the max, they want to make sure all their good contacts are on there. So they invite people to LinkedIn, and that's how we grow. And essentially, even the users, and a certain user percentage, of course, converts to some of our premium accounts, but even the ones who don't, they're still really valuable users for us because either they invite some people and help us in the sales and marketing department, or simply by putting in their profile to help develop the product, because essentially that's what recruiters are paying us for, is for access to these opt-in profiles, and those, we believe are much more powerful than a database where, people didn't choose to be in there. In LinkedIn, you always know when you're looking at someone, they chose to be on LinkedIn, and they say what kind of contacts they're interested in receiving, so you get a much better hit rate than with a database.
Now, for a long while, I know from the very beginning, that LinkedIn was 100% free,
mm-hmm.
but I believe last year, you guys started introducing premium services where you had to pay for certain things, like introductions and so forth. How was that initially received?
So I think initially, some of the users, whenever you do something free and then you start charging for things, that's always a step where I think some people, prefer to stay free and weren't quite sure, if it's worth upgrading to the new services. So essentially what we changed, and we had definitely recruiters in mind with that, and recruiters are, one of the main groups that has brought us to profitability, especially at the higher levels of the account. So our subscription prices range from $60 a year to $2,000 a year. So at the $60 or a couple hundred dollars a year level, it's pretty broad-based, and actually not that many recruiters among that because there's so many users paying it up at that level. But when you get to $2,000 a year, that's more often, it tends to be people in recruiting and management consulting or investment banking who sort of derive enough value to get a good ROI on $2,000 a year. So, but the main capability that we really added is to search for people outside of your network, because before that you could only find people who are, within your own network, and what happens is over time is your own network tends to get to a steady state once you're connected with the people that you know, and those people, are connected to people they know. That's the network that you have. Unless you get to know more people, it's not going to grow. But the overall LinkedIn network tends to grow, much more rapidly. So the gap between what's in your network and what's in the overall network tends to grow over time. And so that's, for the average LinkedIn user has something like 30,000 people in the network, and overall it's 5 million. So for every good candidate that they find in their own network, they find 100 candidates, similar candidates, in the LinkedIn network. So that's a pretty compelling reason to upgrade. The other reason is often to contact people directly as a recruiter. As you may know, you often need to contact people a lot, and you kind of wear out your welcome asking people for introductions all the time. So
mm-hmm.
So being able to contact people directly, has been very positively received by recruiters. But, you know, that's not to say that if people, you know, had a choice, they'd rather pay nothing than pay something. But I think more and more people are realizing, hey, it's, you know, it's worth it. And I think a lot of people are reassured that we're actually charging, especially the general users, because they don't want to invest the time putting up their profile for a company. They want that company to be around. And you can only collect venture money for so long. At some point, you need,
sure,
you need to earn a profit.
Okay. Now, I noticed that also from your initial offering of networking for businesses and recruiters and so forth, you started adding to your services, doing allowing people to search for jobs with LinkedIn, mm-hmm, also looking for people who want to look for recommendations on particular services. You also have tools that people can download, like the LinkedIn toolbar and I think a recent tool where it helps you manage your mail. That's in beta. I guess I'm saying that because I want to know, what is the overall master plan for LinkedIn? Where you guys hope to be in, say, 5 years from now?
Yeah, it's interesting. We get sort of, you know, two kinds of feedback from recruiters, and sometimes, you know, they have very specific feedback. It's like, you know, just, you know, help me with this search and make it more efficient and so forth, and that's great feedback to have. And, you know, but sometimes we get feedback from recruiters which say is, you know, don't add any more features for me, because I don't want this to be a place where just people go when they're looking for a job. The whole reason LinkedIn works, because it's a much broader, you know, people go there who have a job, and you know, build more features for salespeople to be on there, because I'm recruiting salespeople, and the more happier you make them, the more of them I'll find, and that's great for me. So, and the second is really what we're after. So we, you know, we want LinkedIn to appeal to every professional, to be useful to them, so that everybody has a good reason to be on LinkedIn. And so that's what we're really branching out to. You know, I mean, a lot of people understood that relationships really matter in sort of the recruitment or job finding context, depending on which side you look at it from. But it very much depends, is also relevant in the sales context, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an account you want to sell into, either you can, of course, just look on LinkedIn and try to find the person there that you want to speak to and you know, either contact them directly or get introduced. Or what a lot of people do is use it for sales intelligence. They find, you know, five or six different people they know, second degree, you know, people they know these people who work at those companies, and they call them up. And since they're so closely connected, they get a lot of good inside information about what the priorities are, who's going to be involved in the decision. And so when they make their pitch, you know, they make the best pitch, and they have the best chance of getting a good result. And sometimes recruiters do that same thing, too. So business intelligence is a pretty broad application, and so we're going to continue to just try to provide value to people in all professions, and I think recruiters are going to benefit from that just by having more profiles to find that are all opt-in, by better maintained profiles that have more information in them, are, you know, as up-to-date as possible, and so I think, you know, but at the same time, there will be times when we'll be adding to recruiting, you know, recruiting specific features as well, since we understand that's you know, a big group that's paying a significant portion of our bills here.
Constantine Garica, VP of Marketing for LinkedIn, thank you for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. Some of the music provided tonight from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.